Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, how are you feeling today?
Oh, every day. We're fine.
It's very early in the morning, and I know one of your favorite topics is not sports, but the World Cup begins today, and I turn to it because, I'll just read to you, thousands of Brazilians have protested working conditions and the government money being poured into staging the tournament, an estimated price tag ranging from $11 billion to $14 billion. Are we missing something in our society when we spend so much money on sports?
Well, you know, sports is the opiate of the proletariat. Of that, there is no question. And when you look at the excitement that it brings to a place and the attention that it brings to a place, a lot of people are going to know about Brazil who did not know before. So there's always a trade-off. Now, when you get a society where the have-nots have such a great part of what happens, you know, there's bound to be some real anxiety about, couldn't this money be spent on our educations, our health care, and other things? After all, David, I remember when $1 billion was a lot of money. And now, every time you turn around, you're seeing billions of dollars spent on startups, on the street, Uber. I still don't understand what it exactly does. Picks people up in cars and takes them around, so that we're reading things that there is a giant change so that people aren't going to be buying cars anymore. Well, just call me Ishmael, but I can tell you that I am really having trouble understanding why this is worth, this idea is worth billions of dollars, but it is. Same thing exists in sports. You build another stadium, the same thing exists sometime in these gambling casinos, which we know have the potential for not really working at all. And yet we're spending billions of dollars on some of them.
Well, we were greeted to the news yesterday, Alan, that Eric Cantor was defeated in a primary by a Tea Party candidate, David Bratt. And we see that Cantor now going to step down from the leadership post. Probably no surprise. But what does this portend?
Well, there's now this gigantic fight going on within the Republican conferences as to whether or not the ultra-right-wingers or the conservative sort of pro-business types are going to run things. And so each side is putting up candidates for not only the majority leaders position, which Kenta had, and maybe for the speaker's position, and maybe for the deputy majority leader's position, but there's real fighting going on. Now, the Democrats, for their part, I think sort of welcome the idea that the ultra-right wing is taking over the Republican Party, because in general elections, it's always the middle of the voters that decide an election. And if people think it's gone too far one way or the other, then they tend to vote with the other party. And I think if the Tea Party types, and by the way, the Tea Party didn't even support, money-wise, the candidacy of Bratt, who beat Cantor, it would only, I suspect, be good electorally for the Democrats, maybe not for the country.